Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Monday on the Wake Up Call, we do
What happened?
Oh, I was going to say Miss Confessions, and that's not really it.
It's no. Miss Confections.
Miss Confections. It's chocolate that's wanted and missing.
Yeah, or we put our chocolate somewhere. What? We don't know where it went.
Right. Miss Connections on the Wake Up Call. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Birthday pals. We were both at Harry's Lounge on Tuesday night. I was celebrating my 22nd birthday with my boys. You were alone, but looking like you didn't want to be. I was the guy who started talking to you, and we found out that it was your birthday, too. Pretty sure you're older than 22 by a lot, but you wouldn't tell me your age. I don't care, though. Age is just a number, as intern Kevin has said many times.
He says it all the time.
You didn't seem interested in talking, but know that I want to celebrate with you again, so hit me up.
I don't know where Harry's Lounge is.
Was this man and woman? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a man for a woman.
A man. Oh, she just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
First of all, she's an older gal and thrice divorced. Things are not going well, and hitting another birthday it's not a good day for her.
Right.
Her kids said, "Hey, let me take you to dinner." They're adults. And she said, "No, I just want to be alone this year." They said, "You did the same thing last year." She said, "It's fine."
Yeah. I think your scenario is almost accurate. I don't think anyone called her on her birthday. As I'm looking, Rain, you said, "I don't know where Harry's Lounge is." The fact that you've never heard of this place is a pretty good indicator of what kind of people would go there on their birthday by themselves. I want a sad birthday. This is not where you would expect to find the crowd that you run with, Rain.
Okay. Yeah, it's
this is not
tables.
A flamingo house.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a bunch of, you know, the
wood paneling on the walls.
Sure.
Beer and marquee neon signs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't think, her name's probably Tammy. You don't think Tammy's kids called her?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think anybody called her. My point is that if you see a lady who, we don't know how old she is, but it sounds like she's on the brown side of ripe.
Okay.
At a place like this, by herself, and she says it's her birthday, just slowly take a few steps back.
Right.
And certainly don't pursue it.
Like, she might sleep with you.
She will.
But there's going to be crying.
But it's to soothe pain.
Right.
All right, it's Miss Connections on the Wake Up Call.
This is titled, Amy Lived Across from Safeway in Downtown in the Late 80s.
Oh, my God.
This is a man for a woman. Back around 1988, I was at the Eldorado Saloon, and we gave this girl named Amy with long blonde curly hair and a round rump a ride home.
Ugh.
We were in the back seat, and we started to make out while my friend drove, and it went on for hours. I caught a sentence and wasn't able to be in touch, but I'm ready for you now, and I hope you're seeing that.
Oh, went to prison. Caught a sentence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drove for hours. How far away did Amy live?
Okay.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're driving and then two people start making out in the back of your car?
No.
It's awful.
Of course.
It's terrible. It makes you want to drive your car into a wall just to get them to stop.
Right. Now, do we think that there's a chance that these two kids are going to find each other?
Not 30 years later.
Yeah, 1988. It's a long time. Someone's married, and it's probably her.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think he just got out?
Hard to tell. I'm going to say no, because he is familiarized enough with Craigslist to use it.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And if you went in the late 80s, you are as savvy as somebody who was not in prison.
However, he might have been thinking about this the entire time.
I'm sure he was.
And so he gets out. He's like, I got to find her.
Right.
That would scare the hell out of me.
He's got to ask a friend, like, hey, Johnny.
Remember when I made you run or drive around for hours?
Right. How do I find this girl? Well, they have this thing called Craigslist now.
And he goes, who is Craig?
Right.
How do I get on his list? Right.
But if you're somebody, though, that got sentenced to 30 years in prison, though, that's not who you want, no matter how romantic he was.
No.
You don't want that person looking for you.
As desperate as I am for attention.
And you are.
And I am. And as desperate as I am to be wanted and for someone to just have been thinking about me, to be on their brain, this would freak me out.
Oh, yeah.
This would make me very scared.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you've been doing what for 30 years?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.